What up, player? In this video, you're gonna get a high-level overview of the pros and cons of the four main types of game. Let's get into it. So the four main types of game are day game, night game, social circle game, and online game. And now you may think of me as like an IRL approach guy, but one third of my lays have been from online game and social circle. So starting with cold approach. Cold approach in some ways is kind of a cheat code because think about this, you evolved to be in a tribe, so everyone that you would have had a potential date or mating opportunity with would have known you your whole life, would have known that you shat yourself at a certain point, would have known that you were a virgin until a certain age, would have known everything about you from the time that you were born, basically. So cold approach is like you can go up and as long as you're showing confident traits, you're able to generate attraction, the woman becomes attracted and you can have a date and sex with her, basically. So it's kind of like a cheat code in that every new person for all intents and purposes is a stranger and you can make it happen with them. And some of the pros for cold approach in general are that it's exhilarating, it's fun, there's some risk, there's some like elements of courage to it. You go on crazy adventures, you explore your city, you get crazy stories. And often it's the best way to build a social circle as well is through meeting people in real life. It also creates a strong connection with the girl that you meet, so you can tell that you both have chemistry together. Another advantage is that you can see what the girl looks like for real without filters and all this bullshit. And then some of the cons of cold approach is that, let's say you're like injured, you're in your bed, you can't really game while you're under those conditions, and you can't automate things the way you can if you're, let's say, running an Instagram bot or an Instagram ad. So let's get more specific. So for day game, you're basically meeting girls during the day and oftentimes they're doing things. They're going to meet friends, they're going to dinner, they're going to work, school, etc. But it's just meeting women during the day. Now the pros of that is that you have more opportunities to have a one-on-one connection with the girl. So these are kind of like movie-like moments where everything else melts away and it's just you and her. There's no friends pulling her away. There's no objections like she has to go to sleep. She's working tomorrow. Her feet hurt. She's out of it. Too many guys hit on her. When she's free and you can basically go on an all day adventure. You can insta-date the girl and create a really solid connection where she remembers you because there's no craziness involved. There's no alcohol or things that are involved with night game. Another pro is that you're walking in sunlight. Like, that's one of the best things about life in general is just going on a walk in the sun. You feel good. You're getting some exercise. You're out of the house. You're exploring a city. You're kind of just interacting with the real world. It's fun. You're meeting new girls. You're exploring places. It's exhilarating. There's a rush to it. The girl remembers you better. There's more attraction for approaching during the day because it's more bold, right? It's more kind of spontaneous and serendipitous that you bump into someone like that. Another thing is there's the choice with who you meet, whereas online there isn't so much with that because you have to wait for the girl to also match on you. Whereas if you met a girl and you just pass her basic looks threshold and you generate attraction with her, you get a lot of chemistry, there's like some sexual tension there, you can basically bang that girl that otherwise online you wouldn't be able to. Another thing with day game is that you have access to literally every girl. So these are girls that don't go out to bars or clubs. They only go to special events that you're not invited to. And also, if you were to connect with them on Instagram, you would just get into their request folder and be unable to ever talk to them. Now, these are women that during the daytime, you can go and meet and establish a connection with, grab their phone number, and move it forward with. So the other day, my student approached literally a supermodel who won a beauty pageant. So here's some footage of that.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt your conversation, but I just want to say you look really cute in that dress.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Now I did it?
Yeah, you did it. Yeah,
sometimes I let it slip, and then I'm just like, oh man.
That's
cool.
And another thing is it can become part of your daily life. So you can essentially, as you're going out shopping, talk to a girl for 2 minutes, grab the number, grab the Instagram, and bounce and continue your day. So you can turn it off and you can turn it on whenever you want. So some of the cons of this is that day game is less efficient. If you're going out for a chunk of time to day game, you're basically going to be scanning the environment, and in the same amount of time, you could have met 5 times the amount of girls at night that you would during the day. Another thing is the girls that you do meet are more likely to have boyfriends. But anyway, the workarounds for it being less efficient is that you make it part of your daily routine once you're proficient at it. Therefore, you're not allocating a specific time to it, but you're just kind of bumping into girls as you go about your daily routine. And this also makes your life more interesting, is if you can build your daily routine to be outside of the house a little bit more. So when you go to the gym outside of the house, you bump into girls. And on the way, when you go for food after the gym, you basically bump into girls there. And then let's say you work outside the house as well. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you could, you know, get an office, you could get a co-working space, you could go work at the library or coffee shop, and then you're constantly putting yourself in situations where you're gonna meet girls. Your life's more interesting as a result of it as well. Another workaround for this is you add 15 minutes in to whatever you have to do. So give yourself 15 minute buffer time when you have to go to a meeting or go meet friends, and that way you always have time to do another approach. Another con is that most cities don't have a good day game area with lots of foot traffic, like, you know, Oxford Street, London, 3rd Street Promenade, LA, or Lincoln Road Mall, Miami, or just like all of Manhattan. So it's not really doable if you live in a more rural area or a smaller city. It's a little bit trickier. Another con is that you're going in blind. You don't know anything about the girl. You don't know what language she speaks, what her ethnicity is, what she's doing, if she's single. So you're kind of going in blind, and it can be kind of frustrating sometimes. More girls with boyfriends. And also, if you're outside, it depends on the weather, right? You know, if it's extremely cold in Toronto, you're not going to meet a lot of girls on the street as much as you would during the summer. People like want to just get inside. And then there's no social contract that she's going to be approached like there is for going to a club or on online game. They don't know that you're coming there to meet them. So you got to make that clear. And then girls are often busy. They're meeting someone, going somewhere. So you have short windows of opportunity to make it work. And you have to learn what those are and not overstay your welcome. So the workaround for all those basically is that you meet the girl, you have good game, so you're basically able to find out those things efficiently so that you can save your time and her time. And if it's a good match with the girl, then obviously you can take it forward. And now for night game. Night game is meeting girls at bars, clubs, and at street during the night. The pros of this, clearly the biggest pro, is volume. You have more volume than you have in any other area of game, because you can approach anyone anytime for any reason. There's the social contract there that they're going to be approached, and it's the quickest way to get good at game, and it's the quickest way to grow with your personality. You've probably heard, you know, the gym is good for getting a six pack, learning and reading books, and mentorship is a great way to get a six pack of your bank account, and game is a good way to get a six pack of your personality. Night game is the most efficient way to get laid and the most efficient way to get a girlfriend or a fuck buddy. Instead of messaging a girl over the course of days or weeks, or waiting for her to join my party that's coming up in 2 weeks, the girl that you meet, you can quickly tell if you have chemistry, if you're both sexually attracted to each other, and if it's gonna go down that night. And if it does go down that night, in 3 hours time, you can basically bang a girl that you meet on average. And then from there, if you want to talk afterward and get some food, you can essentially have a fuck buddy relationship established in 3 hours, 4 hours, which is nuts. Like online, you're going to message a girl and then like you're going to get a response 3 days later. It's like super inefficient. Another pro for night game over day game is that there's more single girls, because the girls that are going out to nightclubs are going to be less likely to have boyfriends. And yeah, if she's out, she's more likely to get down, right? Like if they're out, they're more likely to be horny, more likely to be looking for that as well. And especially if the girl's coming from out of town, more adventurous, ready to just have a fun experience of the night, easier to pull, and as a consequence, easier to get laid as well. In night game, you get higher quality than you would online, because you're able to use your personality to get girls, as opposed to just your looks being the main criteria. And the last pro is that you can turn it on and off, the same as with day game. If you want to meet a girl, you can go meet the girl, have a great experience of the night and bang her, and then choose to what you want to do with that. Whereas social circle, you would have to, let's say, go through with a party or go through with an event. Even if you're feeling out of it, you had a bad day, you know, someone called you with bad news, you still have to kind of go through with that.
Another thing is that if you get proficient at night game, you could essentially leave your house at pull o'clock, which is between the middle part of the night and toward the end of the night, go in and pull within 30 minutes. So I've had students, they go out in the beginning of the night, pull, come back, do the whole after party thing, and close that business deal. And then the next time they head out is toward around the time that the bar is closing, and they pull again. So here's some footage of that.
Yeah, man, definitely had some achievements. So within the last 5 days, I pulled 4 times. There was even one night where we pulled, left, went back out, pulled again. And then of course tonight, pulled one of the hottest girls I've ever been with.
So you have a date with this girl tonight?
I'd say the last pro for night game is it's extremely fun. The states that you get into with night game are unlike anything else. When you are basically going out, talking to a ton of girls, self-amusing, bringing girls in, making out with one girl, another girl that you talked to before comes in and says, "What are you doing?" And then you role play, and like, it's just so fun. And it gets addicting to a certain point, and it's just a really emotionally adventurous experience to go on. And it's a great path of mastery. It's a great rite of passage for many guys, and it causes you to get good at everything else in result of that, because the more attractive you become, the easier the opening gets, the better your verbals get, the more you can withstand the interaction. And it's this kind of tool, this mother skill, which basically teaches you everything else in life. It's like the one thing that makes everything else in your life easier, unnecessary. It just makes everything have meaning and purpose in a way. Okay, some cons of night game. Biggest one, your sleep schedule gets off of track. I can't tell you how many nights I stay up till 10 a.m. like with a girl, and like eventually we bang at 7:30 a.m. We take her back to her friend's house. We just kind of get breakfast and then we come back. And by the time we fall asleep, it's like 1 p.m. It's like, I'm not saying that night game is the healthiest. Now, the workaround for that is that you take a nap after you get home from work, and then you can basically go out for pool time, the most efficient time. Go around, like, if it's 10 to 2 in your city for nightlife, go around 12 to 2, where girls are more likely to leave the venue with you. Other guys have already done the game for you, so they're in a higher DTF level that you can basically use to pull. Other cons, it can be expensive if you're taking Ubers out or if you drink. I don't drink and I have a car, so it's pretty solid. I just get waters and yeah, but Uber surge pricing is no joke. Loud venues can cause you tinnitus. I like to just hang out at more conversational, fun venues. The funner, more conversational venues that have little corridors are the best to get laid. The cafeteria clubs where girls come and leave the promoter are often the worst to get laid. And con compared to day game is that the numbers will be flakier, and same thing as day game, you don't know the info of the girl before you approach. It would be awesome if there was like a digital sign above the girl and it said like, single or relationship strength, DTF meter, languages spoken, background, profession, major, etc. So you have a general gist, IQ, you have a general gist of who you're going to talk to before you approach. SJW meter as well. By the way, I coach both day game and night game here in my immersion program in Miami. If you're interested to see what that looks like, hit the iCard right there and see what my client results are like. And you can see the student infield there. There's about 25, 26 videos out right now, tons of student infields, and you can see what their progress has been like and their transformations are like every step of the journey. Link right there. And now for social circle. So social circle game is a bit of a misnomer, because you're not just having like a close social circle and that's how you meet girls. It's basically like hosting events, parties, photo shoots, and also meeting girls through introductions as a way to get laid. And the main lead sources for this are night game and online game. The introduction is kind of like even a lower part of that. The pros are that it's probably the funnest form of game. If you're at your house throwing a fun party, you have like masks and Nerf guns and drinking games and fucking people are smoking weed and you're playing the music that you like and you have like party games and it's just so fun. And you're with girls that basically have to be nice to you because it's your house or your event and they kind of like have to be sweet to you, otherwise they would be kicked out, right? And they want to make a good impression on you because they like you. And if you're throwing a party, you're in the top 3% of guys if you're throwing a party, right? So they already see you as high value and they don't want to fuck up opportunities to meet you or your high value friends. Another thing is it's extremely effective to have online lead sources lead to the parties, and you can meet multiple people at the same event. So let's say you want to batch your socializing. You want to meet high status guys, you want to meet hot girls in your city, but you don't want to do it one-on-one. You can just throw a party, invite those girls, invite those guys, and then have a great event that they often will pay for if you are the one orchestrating it. And you get to meet those guys, meet those girls, and batch it all as one thing. So it's kind of cool. And like I said, it's really effective. If you have past parties to go off of, you have a video of it, and basically you can just promote that video on Instagram and get girls to come to future parties. I have a video on this in my academy on how to use your Instagram stories, Instagram posts, and ad promotion of those to get girls for one-on-one dates, photo shoots, and parties. So if you're interested, check out the academy, awesomesummers.com/academy. And it's just easier to bang multiple girls per day and easier to have threesomes. I'd say it's probably the easiest way to have threesomes is through social circle, either through introductions or through parties. The only foursome with three girls that I ever had was from a party that I threw. And like I said, it's easier to bang multiple girls. They're there, they're in your party, you're super high status in that environment. They see everyone looking up to you. And you can basically just isolate one girl to your room that's right there and then come back and then party, meet another girl and bring her to your room. It's almost like if night game, everyone was your friend and you have a bedroom like in the club. That's basically what a party is like. And yeah, so it's the easiest leads you'll ever have, because just as in sales, the easiest way to make a sale is through a referral, in game, the easiest way to get laid is through a referral. Most of the threesomes I've had have been through girls that I'm dating inviting their friends to fuck me. Like, oh my God, he's so good in bed. Like, it's so awesome. And like, you just have to experience it. And it's going to be a fun event for all of us. And it's something we can experiment and have fun together. So that's an easy way to get a threesome, is through introductions. And the same thing for, let's say you have, let's say my friend has a girl that he's seeing. She invites her friend to kind of have a double date with us. And through that way, it's a one-on-one date with me and her, but they're there as well. It's kind of like this fun environment, and it's easy to isolate afterward when you're all at the apartment, because your friend's obviously fucking his girl, and then you're just with your girl. So yeah, introductions like that work as well. Now, the cons for social circle. The biggest con, if you're listening to this, you're probably learning game. If you want to just do social circle first, you don't have the skills of night game, day game, closing, you don't know how to be attractive, you don't know how to make conversations last, then you can build a social circle, but it probably won't be with the hottest girls. Oftentimes you'll be a passenger as part of the social circle, and also you're not going to be able to close the girls. It'll be more platonic. Another con of social circle is that you're waiting for a party or event to meet girls when you could have just met them that day as you're fucking going to a juice spot. Another thing is that you're always weighing the social consequences of actions, so that you're less savage, you're less likely to close girls right away. Sometimes you think, well, maybe I should do it the next one. I want to bang this girl this time, so I have to wait for that one. And you're kind of like weighing the consequences of certain actions, constantly seeing how the relationships with other people play out, how they're intermingled. It can be kind of confusing sometimes. One thing with one girl can impact her friends coming to future parties, etc. It all kind of intermingles like that. And if you're always waiting on introductions or parties to get laid, it can become a crutch. The same thing with guys in college that are part of a fraternity and they're waiting for the mixer to come up or the social to come up. they can kind of use it as a crutch. And afterward, when you don't have that, let's say when you're traveling, etc., then you're just kind of useless. Another thing is I hate pretending that I have to like people that I don't like to like get access to their friends or get access to certain things. So it can kind of make you a little bit more fake. And then, like I said, with day game and night game, you can turn it off and on when you want. Let's say you have an off day, but you have a party schedule and everything's riding on that one day. You have to go anyway. So there's like more social obligations and it's kind of annoying. And sometimes I'd rather just have a day off and hang out in the park with my dog. And lastly, if it's not your social circle that you built, that it's at your house or your party or you're one of the co-leaders of, you are gonna get the scraps, basically. So you have to build it yourself from scratch. And is it fun to build it from scratch? It is kind of an interesting thing to build things up starting from nothing. But like you could start building a social circle with just inviting one girl out and get good at that skill. And then you invite more and then you start having events and parties and build them up more and more and more. And then you have videos of the parties that you fucking promote. And then you build bigger parties that are more fun at cooler places, doing cooler things. And you have like different entertainers come and you have your doorman, etc. But yeah, you gotta build it yourself. And now for online game. Now, online subsumes social media, subsumes dating apps, and like sugar daddy sites. So it's kind of tough to batch all of those. And I do recommend that everyone, if you're doing social circle, or sorry, if you're doing cold approach, social circle, or online, to have a pretty solid Instagram, because it's kind of becoming like a social credit score where girls can get passive attraction and passive comfort to make sure you're not a fucking weirdo and see cool aspects of your life that are basically working for you while you're doing nothing else. Now, some of the pros for online is that virtually every girl has been on Tinder or Instagram at some point in their lives. So your pool of options is like, what, 4 billion women? Another pro of it is that it can be outsourced. So you can have someone logged into your Tinder or your Bumble and basically give them the reins to basically lead that to a number where you can't outsource day game. Like, I can't be like, yo, go day game for me and just tell them I'm cool and like, you know. Now, you can do that for social circle. You can get promoters to invite girls to your parties. But anyway. So also in more rural settings, it can be the absolute best because, you know, if everyone's so spread out, you know, just going to one ice cream stop that's there without anything in a mile distance from there, you know, you don't have enough volume to even meet girls. So in rural settings, it can be the best. And in foreign countries, it's just like, it's very solid. Like if you are standing out for just who you are and you're entering you're using your basically penis arbitrage, like you're taking your penis from an area of relative lower value to an area of relative higher value in a different country where you're taller, better looking, richer, more high status, more well-traveled, more cultured, more worldly, etc. Then you just put yourself on display and you get tons of options. Which leads me to the next one is that if you are really good looking, you don't need to do anything else besides online because your halo effect of being attractive physically leads them to believe that you're more confident, more outgoing, more smart, more cool, whatever. So you don't really have to do anything else. If you're in the top like 5% of looks, then you should optimize for your online. And now if it's like annoying for you, you don't have to. I'm just saying it's very good. Another thing is you can generate leads when you're on the toilet, when you're sick, at the gym, during work, during workouts, whatever. So you don't have to like dedicate time to doing it and you can just do it like throughout your day, even when you're like fucking naked in your bathtub. another thing, it forces you to improve your SMV. It's your sexual market value, how attractive you are on paper, because the higher your SMV is, the more matches you're going to get. Another thing is it makes you take better pictures. So you're actually going to go outside and like take good pictures and have good pictures that you can use on your Instagram, your online dating, and just to send to girls in general. Another pro is it helps you work on your text game. So you have more texting opportunities than you would if you're just like, let's say, day gaming. And it's scalable. So using Instagram stories or videos of parties, promoting those to, let's say, you know, 500,000 girls in your city, that's going to get you a lot of exposure. And it's kind of like a broadcasting strategy as opposed to more of a shotgun door-to-door sales approach. Now, this obviously has its limits. If you invite them to parties, it doesn't have as much of a limit, but you can only meet so many girls. So talking about scalability in the same way you talk about business for game doesn't make any sense, because ultimately you do have to create some sort of a connection with a girl and have at least like 15 minutes of one-on-one time with a girl. And then this can actually backfire, so be careful of this. If you're like doing the Tinder hacking where you do the refund hopping and you do the new account bonus and you're running like 10 accounts with different names and having like your fucking edgy account and then your like safe account and then the deep fake account and then you're getting like 10,000 matches, 50,000 matches in a city, and then you're getting those girls onto WhatsApp, and then you're using WhatsApp broadcast, and you're sending out messages to hundreds of girls simultaneously, and then you have them meet up at the same time at different places outside your house, and then you only choose the girl that you like, and then the other girls get pissed. Then what happens is you get banned from entire countries, which I'm not going to say the name of who did this, several people, but yeah, it can be very tricky, and you can be on the news, and yeah, not good. Anyway, so I'm telling you not to do that. It's better in traveling in countries where you don't know the culture, language, and logistics, because you can fuck things up on the approach. The approach may be weird if you don't know how to say the first thing in the language to the girl. So online dating allows you to kind of slower pace that, so you can kind of calibrate, speak in her language up until the point we get on the date. And even on the date, you can use Google Translate. But it's weird to walk up to someone and like not know anything to say and then use Google Translate. So yeah. So some of the cons of online dating is that the dates are a little bit more awkward because you don't know how to vibe with her yet. Whereas like, let's say you meet a girl in day game, you have a strong connection over, you know, 5-10 minutes, and then you meet up with her for a date. You already know basic stuff about her and you know how to kind of interact with her, what the kind of stuff that she responds to, whereas online you don't. The next thing is you feel more inhuman. Instead of like meeting her with your friends, going out to go out at night, or going about your day and like socializing as part of who you are, you just hop on your phone or your computer, and this can kind of make you feel a little bit more isolated the more you do it. And it's also the least fun form of game because you're just like like mashing your meat claws onto a screen. And like I've traveled with some people that do a lot of online, and their travel experience is basically they wake up at like 2 p.m. They check Tinder, they just like get food delivered, they stay inside, they go on a date with a girl, they meet straight to the house, and they don't really get to go out and experience the city. Whereas if you do travel and you go out and you day game and you night game, you're like interacting with the city, you're seeing new places, it takes you into like a fun state, whereas you don't really have that. You basically have the exact same experience every place you go to if you're only doing online. The next thing is messaging is painful and distracting. Especially if you value your time and your focus, it's not productive to constantly being pinged back into an app when you're trying to work, lift, study, right? So now some of the workarounds for this are text replacements. I'll have a video on that soon. Very easy thing to implement and can save you thousands of hours throughout your life. Hire a service that specializes in this, like Vita Select. Only message girls between like 8 and 9 p.m. every day, or maybe twice a day, like 8 to 9, and then like 1 to 2 or something. And another thing is that online game coaches do advocate doing other things while you game on the phone, such as the sets in between the sets. Like you basically, you know, texting on your phone as you're waiting for your next set at the gym, or you're on the toilet or working, or et cetera. But this quickly just turns into you constantly getting pinged to your texts and your online dating apps, which can kind of like destroy your focus. Because if you know anything about focus, if you get pinged by something externally that you're not focused on at the moment, and you look to it and you like engage with it, and then you go back to what you're doing, it can have ripples in your focus for up to 30 minutes. So yeah, according to positive psychology, time management, this kind of stuff, books on focus, it's better to just batch time for work, game, gym, friends and just have blocks of time for that, as opposed to constantly doing everything as a mix and match. I'm working at the gym while I do Tinder, while I, you know, talk to my friend. It's just it's not a good balance. Another workaround though is to add them to IG, so you can basically, they can get engaged with your stories, and then just focus on the girls who get engaged the most and respond to them if you want to do more of a broadcast strategy. And yeah, you, like I said before, you can train people in a developing country to game for you, and you just teach them game and you have them text for you basically. And the other con is that it's very looks-based. Now, you can demonstrate some things in your photos and through how you message, she's getting aspects of who you are, but it is no way, shape, or form the amount of stuff that you can convey through an in-person interaction. So you can't really vibe with the girl and see if you have chemistry, but yeah, there is a workaround with this, and it's basically doing a deep fake. So you take like a 4K video of your face, you can Photoshop like a part of your face onto like a male model's body and get around with that. A lot of the deep fake services cost, you know, $1,000 or more. Eventually it'll probably just be like part of like an app like FaceApp or something, but for now it's not. Anyway, the next con, hot girls have way too many options. Only some guys have the balls to approach in real life in a confident, cool way. But everyone has the balls to approach online and say, hey, or sup. So that caused a lot of noise, right? Because the girl has like hundreds of options of matches that, you know, hundreds of matches, hundreds of guys that she can basically talk to. And that causes analysis paralysis, which has been called dating app fatigue. So you stand out more in real life than opposed to a dating app. Now, another workaround for that is using something like Seeking Arrangement, where basically you pay $90 a month just to be on the app, and that weeds out, you know, 99% of guys who are too cheap to pay for that. But the hidden con of that is that even if you do optimal salt daddy game, that most of the girls you meet have a high psychopathy. So their psychopathy percentage is higher, which means they're more likely to fuck you over, steal from you, etc. Yeah, another thing is that profile photos are misleading. Girls in real life could be uglier, fatter, face-apped. Like Dan Bilzerian, for his modeling shoots, had girls come in real life for test shoots because you can't trust what girls look like online anymore. No girl online looks what she looks like in real life. I'd say probably like less than 10% of girls actually look like what they look like. So it's hard to know what they look like. They hide their body, they fake things, they use the apps, they fucking face app, body app, everything. So it's kind of a joke. And then you have a higher rate of flaking. I'd say probably a triple the rate of flaking for night game, and then probably four times the rate of flaking for day game. And there's just so much following up. Lower growth opportunity, so you can't really progress the same way you would as if you were doing day game or night game, because you're constantly working on your personality as opposed to online game, where you're essentially just working on your verbal and like texting skill. You're not even working on your voice really. Those are kind of like the biggest cons with that. But yeah, to summarize, I mean, I think that you should draw water from all sources. You should get proficient at every type of game, and then just focus on the type that you enjoy the best, the one that's best for your location, your SMV, your lifestyle, and pick the one that's just best for you and the one that you like to do the most. So for someone who has a dog and you're constantly outside walking around and there's hot girls everywhere, then maybe something like day game would be the best for you. If you have your own schedule, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a poker player, you like to party, you like to sleep with a lot of girls, then, you know, night game would probably be the best for you. If you are, let's say, top 5% of looks and you don't care about messaging a lot, then online game could be the best bet for you. And if you kind of are very time scarce and you just want to have cool events with fun guys and cool girls, then you could basically just throw events, and social circle may be the best for you as well. So yeah, your ultimate strategy is going to be something that you develop over time. And I do think in the beginning, learning cold approach is going to give you the far greatest return on investment. And then as you get better and better, you can basically choose what you want to do. For me, I love the ability of just going out, meeting a new girl through cold approach. I also like throwing parties, but oftentimes I don't really have the desire to. But yeah, I mean, whatever works best for you works best for you. Anyway, drop a like if you made it this far and comment down below with something that you learned from this video. I'll be picking another winner this week. And the winner from last week is... Also, I couldn't pick one winner for the best comment last week, so I'm gonna pick two. First one is Vineeth Mohan, who says, the two insightful things for him were allowing girls to contribute, not over-talking, letting them invest in you, and also just randomly going to another language. Never thought about that before. That's hilarious. Cool. Thanks for the comment. And the other one is Samuel Munoz, who says, babe, wake up. The new Austin Summers just dropped, which is fucking hilarious. So yeah, every week I'll just pick like two winners and send you guys both like 50 bucks. So comment something down below and you could be the next winner. So if you're one of the winners, DM me on Instagram, winner, winner, chicken dinner, and I'll send you the money. And only 69% of you are subscribed, so smash that subscribe button as well, because the next video I'm gonna release are the 5 stages of game that everyone goes through. And I'll see you in the next video. Peace.